The Augmenters is the Extenders, written by Z. Charnot, July 2003, presented at the Worldwide Philosophy Class, What Life Is, What Life Is For, Class Number 10. Both human potential and civilizational potential has been characterized by branches of development which could be called the Augmenter and the Extender. The Augmenters are those who have championed individualism. The Augmenters have enjoyed the self-reflective and self-observing practices of consciousness. The Augmenters have believed that the only kind of consciousness is the kind defined and disclosed in such works as Julian Jayne's Origins of Consciousness in the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind. They haven't recognized that it is only a kind of consciousness that has resulted from the breakdown of the bicameral mind. The Augmenters accept the limits of the human form. The principal purpose has become to refine its performance. Comparison, competition, even eugenics are characteristic of its intentions, its purposes, its achievements. The whole of the cultural infrastructure is devoted to these pursuits, with the exception of its technological augmentation. Technological augmentation has allowed exploration and invention to feature microscopes and telescopes to augment human vision. Microphones and amplifiers augment human hearing, as does even the stethoscope. Thermometers and profilometers augment the tactile senses. Even the olfactory senses are augmented with sniffers. Inhalers, I think, is perhaps the correct word. Typically, only the five senses are acknowledged, but some have explored and discovered more senses. In The Divine Animal, Roger Westcott reports as many as 26 senses. Not all of these are found in humans. Even those found in humans are not found in a single individual. Some unusual or psychic senses are explored by a small part of frontier explorers. Doctors Targ and Puthoff's methods reproduced the ability of Ingo Swann to yield remote viewing and its protocols. Yogis and mystics have demonstrated some of the possible human potentials. This, however, brings one to the brink of the alternative, the extenders. The extenders are characterized by human and civilizational potentials, sometimes denied, sometimes forbidden, sometimes only ignored or neglected. The extenders have been often situated in Oriental civilizations. The extenders are also found in what some designate as primitive people, Australian Aboriginals, African shamans, brujos, or sorcerers. Sometimes the extenders are described in ancient literature, druids, magi, mystics.